The Chief Ombudsman has told MPs that some prisoners have better conditions than people staying in MIQ. Peter Bosher presented a review of MIQ to Parliamentary Select Committee yesterday after carrying out inspections of facilities last year, and he joins us now. Morena.
Morena, very good to talk to you, Guyan.
Yeah, good to have you on. Now, this comment that, you know, obviously us in the news media have picked up on, that some prisoners have better conditions than people staying in MIQ, can you explain that and what particular facility you are describing there?
Yes, I can, Guyan. So I think you know that we're designated to monitor and inspect places of detention, and these are everything from mental health units to prisons, and of course they now include MIQ facilities because they are places of detention. There is no doubt about that at all. Under the convention in which we operate, people who are detained are entitled to have at least 1 hour of fresh air and sunshine a day. In the case of the Grand Mercure in Wellington, they don't have that. The complaint that we have about it as a result of the inspection is that the main exercise area and the smoking area are in an underground car park. And that's not acceptable, and it's not in accordance with the convention. So that's why we were so critical.
Yeah. Was that the standout problem, or were there problems with the other facilities that you inspected?
Most facilities, to try and be balanced about this, the facilities vary enormously. There are 33 of them throughout the country, and at this time we've inspected 21 of them and 19 reports. But, you know, we've made in all 67 recommendations. Now, you've been around in this space, Sky, and you know what we do, and we make recommendations when we need to. A lot of these recommendations relate to the real need to have people who can accommodate well-being needs on hand. Unaccompanied young people have special needs often and need that to be addressed. So the answer to your question is there is quite a variation in the quality of facilities and what they do to support those inside them.
So these are, I guess, particular challenges for people with, I don't know, psychological needs or other needs?
Yes, I from the feedback we have, sometimes from complaints from people that have been in detention, we've learned that some handle MIQ detention much better than others. And my heart does go out to those that find a very, very challenging period when they can't have contact with loved ones in the way that they would like to, and they are, in fact, detained. So just to make the point to you, in some facilities where a French door can be opened and there is an exercise area immediately outside and there is sunshine, I think that must be good for body and soul. But if I were on the Grand Mercure in the terrace in Wellington doing my exercise in an area in a car park with people smoking, I don't think I'd find that very attractive.
No, well, let's just zone in on that for a second again, because it does sound as though you find it unacceptable. I can relate to that. Is that still the case now? I mean, you've done these recommendations, made these recommendations, I think 67 of them or something. I mean, is that going to change, or does this facility still operate like that now?
The reason I've spoken out about this particular one is that we have not had traction to achieve change. I'll just be direct with you. My inspectors have advised me that this facility is not fit for purpose. Now, if I get that advice, I'm bound to act on it. And that's why I decided to brief members of Parliament yesterday. I think in my role, I don't say something unless I really mean it. That's what people expect of me on an evidence-based basis. This facility, on my advice, is not fit for purpose and should not be operating as it is.
That's clear. Thank you for your time this morning. Peter Bosher, who is the Chief Ombudsman, and they looked at, I think he said, 21 MIQ facilities. He's made 60-odd recommendations about it, including saying that this Grand Mercure in Wellington isn't fit for purpose.